Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities of areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are off to Sydney. Garage Works Farmers Market is housed in an old railway works building in the heart of the neighbourhood of Redfern. Our guide today is Mike McInerney, creative director at the Garage Works Farmers Market. He showed Monocle's Olivia Rosenman around.
So the Garage Works Farmers Market has been in operation for about 8 years, and we have over 80 storeholders from New South Wales. We have a very strong charter, so to be a storeholder here, you need to be a producer from New South Wales. Your produce obviously has to be grown here, and you as the farmer need to come and sell your wares. So you can't have a distributor come and sell your product. You actually need to come and sell your product. So the customer has an authentic relationship with the farmer. It's a traditional farmer's market in an urban landscape. So it's a really beautiful way to bring art and food together. The demographic that comes here is it's very mixed. We've got a lot of locals that walk here, a lot of students from Sydney Uni and other people that live around the inner west. And then you've got the car crowd that come from far and wide because they know that particular growers are here and they like to buy their produce from, you know, somewhere where they have a relationship with someone. So we get people from the eastern suburbs, the North Shore, outer west and south. So it's very varied. And we see between 4,500 and 5,000 people here every Saturday between 8 and 1 p.m.
Well, should we grab a coffee and have a walk through?
Let's do it.
All right.
So you've got Currawong Organics here on our left, one of our most popular green vegetable growers here. They're up in the mountains just near Lithgow, and they're here every Saturday, and they really specialise in things like broccoli and brassicas and beautiful green kales and stuff.
The stall is just bursting with greenery. It's several different shades of green. It's...
As you'd imagine, a farmer's market is always full of seasonal people. Watkins Orchard here on the right side, all they grow is mandarins. They'll probably be here one more week until they sell all their mandarins. You know, winter is when the mandarin is grown, and then next year we'll see them again. So
let's go try one of these segments of mandarin. Could we try one of your mandarins? Thank you.
Mm. This one was my favourite one. What's this one called again? The Hickson mandarin.
Wow, they're really sweet. So what do you do when the mandarins aren't in season?
Yep. We have a prawn trawler, and what we do, we go on the Hawkesbury River, and we catch prawns on the Hawkesbury River down near Wiseman's Ferry.
Wow. So, mandarins and prawns. Who would have thought it? All right, we'll keep going.
As Pepe say, his stall there. Oh, that's him.
That is him.
How are you guys?
Good. I thought if there's anyone to interview at the market, it would be...
The guy waiting for coffee with his Y fronts on his head. That's not running, is it?
It's running.
Oh,
yeah.
No. You got your Y fronts on, you're all right. Good thing they're clean.
So you guys have been selling at Garage Works for a while, right?
We started at Garage Works. So first butters sold were here.
Tell me a bit about your butter.
So Pepe Sayer butters started up in 2010.
Are you Pepe Sayer?
Yeah. Pepe. Right. I'm not Pepe Sayer.
What's Sayer?
It's an island escape. Pepe's in Sayer, and then we dropped the is in, and it became Pepe Sayer, the brand. Mm-hmm. So Pepe's my nickname as a child, because my actual name's Pierre. Wow. Dairy is where my heart is, and cream is something I was just infatuated with. And then the next question was, how do you make really great-tasting butter? It's fairly unusual for the Australian palate, but, you know, they're getting used to it. For now, 7 years has been, what is cultured butter? So people don't get that concept. Well, in a nutshell, it's flavour. It's a very long process. So it's a 5-week process. So we use farm gate cream. You can't use cream that's been processed in a big, you know, industrial style, manufacturing style plant. We bring it into our creamery or buttery in Tempe, which is near the airport in Sydney. And we basically culture that cream by way of fermentation. So we add a lactic bacteria to the cream, ferment it for 24 hours, then age it for 3 to 4 weeks, and then we churn it. And what we're basically doing is tainting the fat in the cream with flavour before we churn. Once that's churned, we wash all the acidity off, because when you ferment cream, it turns sour. So we're taking the acidity of the cream from 6.5 to 4.2. And then once we wash off the acidity off the butter, the buttermilk comes out, and then we wash the butter with fresh, clean water. we end up with an acidity in the butter of 5.5, if you want to get really technical.
Okay.
Right? So it gives it flavour, palate flavour. And then it's ready to go. We pack and sell.
Yeah.
And the first block sold here in, I think it was February 2011.
And now how many places do you sell and how much do you produce?
We produce 6 to 7 tonne of butter a week, which is not a lot. We're making butter that we believe is beautiful in flavour and texture, and we deliver it in a certain way. And because we don't have big machinery, it's all handmade, it's more expensive by default. So you end up finding customers that, one, can afford that, and two, that are looking for those flavours, that believe food is life. So that's what this whole place is about. You know, you come in here, you get beautiful eggs, beautiful butter, beautiful bread, and it's all about the quality. That's our farmer, by the way.
Hello, nice to meet you. Olivia.
Yeah, I supply some of the cream, but he's got too big and successful for me, so he's had to get some from elsewhere as well.
And do you also sell your dairy here?
Like yeah, we do. We've got our stall just up there. Milk, yogurt, cream.
And tell me a bit about your farm.
Yeah, very dry at
very
the moment.
Dry,
but
yeah.
We're just at Picton, just out of Sydney. About an hour away from here, so...
Yeah, we haven't had much rain in a long time.
Oh, no, it's terrible. We're about to run out of grass again in another 2 weeks and back on hay again.
Yeah,
right. It's not good.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Nice to meet you. Sorry, what was your name?
John. John Fairley from Country Valley Milk.
All right, should we keep going? Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Behind us is Kylie's store, Billy Kwong. They're here every week. That's her brother Paul on the stand there making pancakes and dumplings, and they're a stalwart here. They've been here almost since day dot.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, you can try.
Yeah? You look like you bought a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Do you come here all the time?
Every week.
Do you live nearby?
Bondi.
That's not so close.
No, exactly.
But there's nothing as good over in Bondi?
Not that I can find, no. So not with this scope.
Yeah. What do you buy? What are your regular?
Fruit and veggies mainly.
Yeah.
And there's some nice chicken, nice poultry here. So, yeah.
How are the crumpets?
My daughter loves them. Yeah. Got to buy them for her every week.
Great. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie. Nice to meet you. Olivia. Thank you.
You know, at the end of the day, it is a farmer's market. We want to make sure that that is the focus, but we need to service the people's needs when they come here. Most people don't want to come here and just get their bag of apples. They want to have a cup of coffee, meet a friend, buy some flowers, and maybe have breakfast as well. So it's you know, many, many prongs to it which need to be met. This is Myrna. She makes handmade crumpets. You can buy them in packs to take home, or you can eat them here with jam and pepper sayur butter.
All right, do you want to try this one?
Can you tell me a little bit about the crumpets?
Our crumpets, they're all handmade. They're fermented. They're yeast-based, and we use pepper sayur buttermilk. They're fermented for about 5 hours, and then they're basically cooked on a hot plate.
And do you make them here in Sydney?
Yeah, in Tempe. We're just around the corner.
Would you like
one? Yeah, one with Vegemite.
One with Vegemite.
Okay. All right, here we go. Trying the Vegemite. It's very good. Yeah, very good.
These guys here, interesting. This is Ashton's Coffee. They grow Australian coffee beans up past Byron Bay. So there's not many people in Australia growing coffee beans, and they win awards for their coffee beans. So it's an incredible market because, as I said, there's no one here that's not from New South Wales, and everyone grows their own product, and everyone has to come and sell their product. You can't form that beautiful relationship between customer and farmer if we didn't do that. So that was a focus for us. This is a new store that we picked up. This guy makes absinthe. So grows his own wormwood and makes his own absinthe.
Yeah. Nothing like a little morning absinthe. No. Let's have a try.
Just think of it, until 10, just think of it as you're taking your morning medicine. So this is one of our lighter French-style absinthe. So this one's 55%.
So you're just adding a little bit of water there?
So you always want to add ice water to the absinthe. You need the high alcoholic percentage to preserve the colour of all the different herbs.
Oh, wow. It's like delicious, sweet, alcoholic licorice.
Wormwood traditionally was used to treat all sorts of stomach ailments. So that's how it started out life as a medicine.
All right. I mean, it's not what I usually do first thing on a Saturday, but all right. Thank you very much.
This has been episode number 54 of Food Neighbourhoods. Mike McInerney was showing Monocle's Olivia Rosenman around Carriage Works Farmers Market in Sydney. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.